So, how was your lunch with the old woman?
Yeah, it was really lovely actually. You know, she's so lucky and sorted with everything, yet somehow she seems really sad.
You're sorted, Katie. You'll be running the economy before you know it. And what are you going to do about this Neil? I mean, standing you up on your first date isn't good, is it?
It wasn't a date. I'm okay about it. I had a little cry last night and then I thought to myself, Katie, you're a big girl, you have to take care of yourself. Who needs a man anyway?
Okay, good for you. I just thought...
Well, you know, he's working in Qatar now and all. Nice guy, but he's hardly what I'd call stable.
Stable isn't everything. In fact, I'd say...
I know. It's just... Well, I'm better off without him. But... I started to think it was nice having him around, you know? Even if he's not in the same country at the moment.
Come on, Katie. I thought you were okay with all this.
I don't blame him for not showing. I just think, why would anybody get mixed up with me? I'm a disaster, Cher.
Oh, come on, Katie. You're a super bright student. You've been taken out to lunch to a fabulous restaurant. You've got a new job. Jade's just gorgeous.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cher. I guess Donna's just rubbed off on me. I always find Christmas a really hard time. I feel so guilty that I don't have a massive family for Jade.
You stop all that right now. All she needs is you. Anyway, don't you have some studying to do? Here, I can take her out to the park and you can get your head down.
Oh, that's really sweet, Cher. Thank you. I am a bit behind, actually. In fact, more than a bit.
Okay, well, that's sorted. Jade, let's go out. I'll take you to McDonald's Knoll.
Oh, Cher, the food there is just like...
Who is babysitting? Come on, Jade. Let's put your jacket on. And have you got her change bag for me?
Yeah, here you go. Bye, baby. Be a good girl for Auntie Cheryl. Thanks, Cher.
I told her.
You what?
Mum, about leaving home.
So? What did she say?
Not pleased. And then all this stuff about rejecting the family and what would my aunties say?
Your aunties?
It's not the done thing in my family. My sister Rashida only left home to get married.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. Oh well, if that's the only complication.
It isn't. I need a deposit for that flat. It's £3,000.
3,000?
Yeah. It's 6 months' rent in advance as a deposit. I was going to ask Dad for a loan, but there's no chance now. Mum would divorce him.
Really?
No, not really. No, she'd probably just kill him. Or me. Or both of us.
Oh, dear. Well, it looks like you're stuck at home for a little while longer. Look on the bright side. At least your mum's a good cook.
Get that for us, will you, Jack? I'm just having a shave.
It's for you, it's Neil. I'll leave the phone here, I'm just popping out. See you later.
Neil?
Hiya, mate, how's it going?
Ah, same old. You?
Yeah, it's all good. Got caught up in a terrorist plot the other week.
Ooh, I didn't know about a terrorist plot. Mine, I haven't seen the news in ages. Oh, I thought you were coming back next week. It's all this drinking, I think.
No, it was last week.
Ah, so you're going to come this week then. Good, because I've got something to talk to you about.
No, that's it, I'm afraid. We've got a massive contract starting and I'd be mad to miss it. I only booked it because I had a week between jobs.
Oh, right. Well, there's this mad thing, right?
So I arranged to meet this girl, who I've kind of been chatting to.
Aye. Well, you got to spend your money on something, I suppose.
No, man, not like that. She's a student I met at the conference.
Oh, I see. Well, not to worry. Plenty of nice lasses out there from what I gather from your Facebook page.
No. This one's different. I really like her. And she's going to think I stood her up.
Oh. Well, what could you do about it? I mean, you can't make the plane fly, could you?
I haven't told her.
You what? You pillock. Neil, what have I told you about apologising? It is always the best strategy, even when it's not your fault. In your case, you should apologise when you meet anyone, just to be on the safe side. So, you just haven't spoken to her. Let me see. Yep, she is definitely going to be angry. Probably quite or very angry, depending on how long it's been.
So, what do I do?
Dunno, mate. Call her? Anyway, speaking of women problems, I've got this rather strange thing. I think I've fathered a son, and he's living with me.
You mean Ben?
Not Ben, you muppet. He's in the States with that sweet little woman he calls Mum. No! This lad you sent my way. I think he might be my son.
All right, well, I can see how that might be a problem.
No, seriously, mate. This is serious. This guy turns up saying he responded to your ad. And he's, like, really young. And you remember when I was 16 at that Glastonbury Festival?
The Glastonbury Festival? I remember you telling me about that. This is the festival where you had magic mushrooms, yeah? And you couldn't remember anything that happened to you, and you turned up 5 days later wearing a wedding dress.
Well, when you put it like that...
First, given your state, how likely do you think it is that you got laid? Second, how on earth would he know it was you?
Right, okay, I can see what you're getting at here. But I'm a good-looking geezer, so I reckon I did get laid. Probably lots of times, all of which I've now forgotten. Blimey, I could have hundreds of kids out there, a little army of Daves. But second, he could have tracked me down. You know, there's these internet sites these days.
Trying to track you down, and he's living in your house. Well, I shall have to ask the terrorists who prevented me from getting home and see what they advise.
I knew you wouldn't understand. He's quite like me, actually. Well, only he don't drink. Oh, and he don't like football. And I think he might be gay. Apart from that, he's exactly like me.
Okay, Dad. Well, I'm very pleased for you and all. Another son to add to the list. I'm sure you'll give him exactly the excellent sort of advice about women that you gave to me. And in the long run, I suppose he'll be better for it. Hey, I've got to go now. The gym closes in an hour and I need a workout.